Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood ADHD guru, dropping in daily to help you navigate this wild ride we call life. Today, we're tackling something super important: managing those emotions that can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, especially when you've got ADHD. You know what I mean? Ever feel like one minute you're on cloud nine and the next you're ready to throw your laptop out the window? Yeah, relatable much? The truth is, our brains are wired differently. We experience emotions more intensely, more frequently, and sometimes less predictably. But guess what? That doesn't mean we're doomed to a life of emotional chaos. We can learn to manage those feelings, ride the waves instead of getting swept away, and ultimately find more calm in the midst of the storm. Ready to dive in? Let's get real about how to keep your cool when ADHD throws a curveball your way. First things first, acknowledge it. Don't beat yourself up for feeling overwhelmed or having intense emotional reactions. It's part of the package, my friend. Accepting this reality is the first step towards managing it effectively. You're not broken, you're just built differently. Next, we need to become detectives of our emotions. Pay attention to your triggers. What sets off those emotional explosions? Is it a specific task, a certain person, or maybe even a time of day? Once you identify your triggers, you can start to develop strategies for dealing with them. Think of it like knowing the enemy's weaknesses in a video game. You can then use that knowledge to level up your emotional defense system. Thirdly, let's talk about mindfulness. This isn't just some hippy-dippy thing, it's seriously powerful stuff. Taking a few moments each day to focus on your breath, your body sensations, and your surroundings can help you stay grounded when emotions start to run high. Think of it as hitting the pause button on that emotional roller coaster before it takes you for another wild ride. There are tons of apps and guided meditations out there to help you get started, so don't feel like you have to go it alone. Now, let's talk about self-care, because taking care of yourself is non-negotiable when you have ADHD. We tend to get caught up in the whirlwind and forget our own needs. But trust me, making time for activities that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or just chilling with some music, can make a huge difference in managing your emotional well-being. It's like refueling your internal batteries so you can keep going strong. Finally, remember that you're not alone in this journey. Connect with other people who understand what you're going through, join online communities, talk to friends and family, or even consider seeking support from a therapist. Sharing your experiences and knowing that others get it can be incredibly validating and empowering. It's like having a built-in support system that gets you, without judgment. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been feeling super overwhelmed with work deadlines and a never-ending to-do list. Her mind is racing, anxiety is creeping in, and she just wants to curl up under the covers and hide. Sound familiar? Now, imagine Sarah taking a few deep breaths, acknowledging her feelings of stress without judgment, and then stepping away from her desk for a quick 10-minute walk outside. She focuses on the sounds of birds chirping, the fresh air on her skin, and the gentle breeze rustling through the trees. This simple act of mindfulness helps her calm down, clear her head, and return to her work feeling more focused and grounded. See what I mean? It's all about making small, intentional changes that can have a big impact on your emotional well-being. So, there you have it. 5 actionable strategies to help you manage those emotions and stay calm in the face of ADHD challenges. Remember, you're not alone, and with a little practice and self-compassion, you can find more peace and balance in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your own tips and tricks for managing emotions with ADHD in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and share our collective wisdom. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. It helps others find their way here and join the conversation. Until next time, keep calm and conquer that roller coaster.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.